On air, WICC 600. Online, WICC600.com. Let's stimulate your brain with the Lisa Wexler Show.
And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show at 203-333-9422. I think you're going to remember this story. It's one of the stories of the campaign in which a local News 12 reporter, Fred Giertini, who joins us now, was fired as a result of a tweet that he made in response to a story that had been reported with respect to South Carolinian Senator Tim Scott and his reaction, I think, to, was it the first presidential debate, Fred? Or was it something else that he had said? Fred, welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show today, and good morning, and thank you for joining us. Former News 12 reporter, this has been a tumultuous season for you.
Absolutely, Lisa. And first of all, thanks so much for having me on your show and letting me share my story with you here. You know, if people are asking me, and I keep joking that if this is my 15 minutes, I'd really like it to end now. Thank you. But yes, let's go back 8 days now to that first presidential debate between President Trump and Joe Biden, and the topic of conversation which came up about the Proud Boys and the white supremacist group. The next morning, I was on Twitter and I read a tweet from Senator Scott of South Carolina in which he was very I'm not going to say supportive of the president or dismissive of his comments. But I felt like he wasn't, giving the proper criticism of the president's defense of this hate group. So I responded to a tweet from him, and I said, "Thanks, Uncle Tom." Now we all know that that the term Uncle Tom is generally a statement that's used by African Americans directed at other African Americans who they believe have, for lack of a better term, forgotten where they came from. And the moment I sent that tweet out, the furor was just off the charts. And not from the African-American community. They've been very supportive of me because I think they actually agree with the, we'll call it a trough. It was from, let's call them right-wing Caucasian people who just kind of were on a mission to have me removed instantly from my position. They called the station, they bombarded them with emails, and the rest, as they say, is history. It went very quickly. In a 5-minute Zoom meeting, I was subsequently relieved of my duties for that tweet. So, that's the story. It's a very unfortunate situation, but I own it. You know, I did it. It's my responsibility. And, that's where we are now.
So, Fred, let me ask you something. What is your job for News 12? What was your job description?
I was a sports director. So I basically ran the sports department. I anchored the nightly sportscast at 5 and 10 o'clock. And I was in charge of orchestrating the sports coverage.
And from that point of view, even though you just did sports, from News 12's point of view, you're a journalist, right? You're representing
Exactly. Journalism,
right? So,
very true.
Uncle Tom is a disparaging remark. It just is, right?
Yep.
So, it was a disparaging remark that you said to a politician. And do you think you did the right thing in sending the tweet?
No. Yeah. As I look back now, obviously, I made a terrible mistake. I shouldn't have done it. It was inappropriate for me to do it. And I apologized to the center via tweet. Did not hear back. And I understand that. But hindsight is 20/20. I made a mistake.
I know.
And I paid for that one mistake. And, I'm probably going to hit the lecture tour now. And I'm going to go around and I'm going to teach people, the do's and don'ts, the dangers of social media, because I've learned it the hard way.
There's virtually no upside to social media other than the feeling that people get inventing their own very often emotional take on the news.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm guilty of that. And I think a lot of people are. And, you have to look at it this way. I mean, perhaps in a sense, for me to use that term as a Caucasian male, that may have been offensive too. You know, who am I? I can't put myself, you know, I can't live in the shoes of an African American. I understand what they've gone through, and I understand the racial strife in this country from, you know, George Floyd to Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery. We can go down the list. And I just appall these white supremacist groups. I mean, we saw Charlottesville. We heard the chants of Jews won't replace us. And my blood pressure rose, and I made a mistake. And, you know, it's just something that I am paying for dearly.
We're chatting with Fred Giertini at 203-333-9422, who, as a result of a tweet, no longer has his job with News 12. You know, I think, to be fair, Fred, I think that this kind of, even if the right-wing people had not glommed on, as you say they were right-wing, there is such a sensitivity now and a need and a yearning to have news come from people who are trying to at least be perceived as unbiased, that for
Absolutely.
Organizations like News 12, I don't think they had much choice, because they're not an MSNBC and they're not a Fox. Mm-hmm. They're really trying to be perceived to deliver news without a political agenda. And so when you do something like that and you're so associated with that broadcasting team, that, you know, what else can they do?
Yeah, no, I agree. My only issue is, you know, perhaps a suspension would have been the proper punishment.
Okay.
Instead of an outright
okay.
firing. That would be my yeah. disagreement. But there again, okay. that's their choice, and they did what they thought was right.
Yeah. Yeah. It must be very difficult now. So now that you're not with News 12, do you want to get back into the sports journalism game, or do you want to get back into, you know, political journalism? Because it sounds like you have opinions about the news that's being reported all the time. How do you want to re-enter this world professionally?
I would either one would be fine with me. I'm opinionated, and I think, you know, it's funny. Journalism now, and we, you know, people like to always talk about the old days of Walter Cronkite when news was news, but let's face it, it's changed now. Everything is opinion driven. That's where the money is, whether it's Fox, whether it's MSNBC. So I would love to, you know, what do they call them, talking heads?
Yeah,
I would love
us.
To be one of them, and I'd love to do sports too. I think I'm pretty versatile and can do either. The problem is, when you're into politics, you know, 50% of the people are going to hate your guts.
True.
That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. You're not going to.
I remember when Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when Oprah, who was far and away the most popular media figure, far and away,
yep.
when she had her show. I mean, forget about. But she was very politically close. And she was tuning in and tapping into a lot of American values having nothing to do with politics. But when she came forward to support Barack Obama, she lost half her audience. You know, as soon as you display whatever conviction you have, you've got to be prepared to lose half the people listening to you. That's the way we are.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
But I also believe that I call it pretty fair. Now, in that particular tweet, you can argue I did
yeah.
not. But I think
yeah.
that I'm someone who is thoughtful and knowledgeable 99.9% of the time. And I think I call it pretty straight. You know, I think I'm pretty fair. Other than that one moment where I was not.
we're chatting with Fred Giertini. You know, it strikes me, I'm going to just poke a little bit more at this, Fred, because
okay.
it just strikes me that the fact that Tim Scott was targeted for having his own opinion,
mm-hmm.
whether you call him Uncle Tom or not, is a form of racism, that he's not allowed to have an opinion because he's a black Republican that goes counter to the black Democratic narrative. In other words, he's really up against it. He can't have an opinion in support of President Trump without being called an Uncle Tom, whereas white people can be called whatever they're called. And I think that is a cross to bear of black Republicans today.
I agree. I absolutely agree. It's a fine line that they have to walk on. and it's difficult. And
it's not fair to them, really. It's not fair to them. They you know, you can come at, and I'm just speaking very, you know, devil's advocate-y here, but you can come at politics and believe that the solution for poor people is less government, less taxation, less government entitlement. You can have a completely and totally legitimate point of view and advocate for that, but you're inevitably, if you're black, going to be accused of selling out to your people, and I'm not sure that's fair. Fred, you there?
I agree. Yeah, yeah, I think I lost you there for a second, Lisa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you repeat what you just said? I think I lost you for about 6 or 7 seconds.
I just said you can have a completely, I think, legitimate point of view that less government, more capitalism, less entitlement programs ultimately will help lift people out of poverty and ultimately help your share of the community of black people, and decide that the Republican principles are better for that. But if you do so and you're a black person, you're accused of betraying the other black people who believe and frankly insist that only Democrats really represent their interests. And that's, I think, unfair.
I don't disagree with that. You know, it's the age-old question in politics, the role of government, small government, big government, and that debate that has been going on for till the end of time. And yeah, you're right. It is more difficult for an African American Republican because they're getting pressure from both sides.
They are.
And I give Senator Scott credit. I think he does try. Okay, I really think he does. I think he tries to be toe the line. It's a difficult thing to maneuver. Absolutely.
You know, I don't agree. For example. Way Mr. Cameron, the attorney general, has handled the district attorney, pardon me, in Kentucky, has handled the Breonna Taylor case. I personally do not agree with it. My own opinion, but I don't like to see the kind of hateful invective that has thrown at this man, who is a black Republican in Kentucky. I mean, it's pretty awful.
It is pretty awful. The injustice to Breonna Taylor, though, I think is just off the charts. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. Terribly unjust. Would you like to take a phone call? We've got Manhattan who would like to chime in. Would you be willing to take a phone call, Fred?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so good morning, Mike from Manhattan. You're on the air with Fred Giertini, and we're talking about the fact that he was summarily fired from News 12 from his sports post as a result of a tweet during this very, very, very campaign season. Mike, welcome to the show today. What is your question or comment for Fred?
Yes, so good morning, Fred. Good morning, Lisa. Fred, I only wish that I had a news outlet where I could hire you right on the spot. I don't think you need to apologize by saying that, hey, you're a white person and you may not feel the right to call somebody Uncle Tom. When something is obvious, you're also a human being. When something is obvious, you have every right in the world to be able to state your opinion on something like that. As a journalist, again, there may be issues with you doing that, but you're also a human being. I have plenty of friends who are black Republicans, and it's mostly on issues on taxes and to a certain extent, some, you know, government regulations and things like that. But when it comes to just pure social issues, when it comes to retreating things from white supremacists and being able to just get away with it and having other people not speak up against it. There comes a point in time where every decent person, whether you're male, female, gay, black, white, whatever, every decent person needs to stand up and say enough already. And I think that's one of the reasons why you see Joe Biden going up in polls, because people are tired of hearing nonsense. So I applaud you, Fred. And once again, I just wish I owned some sort of news outlet and I would hire you right on the spot.
Well, Mike, I appreciate that very much. Thank you. But, you know, I probably overstepped my bounds with what I said. This goes into the whole First Amendment thing. You know, everyone has a right to their freedom of speech and to state their opinion. But, you know, let's face it, the people who work for you have a right to say, well, that is not what we believe, and therefore you're no longer going to be a member of our organization. I totally understand that, but that's the fine line between the First Amendment and, you know, all of social media, because it's going to be the death of us all. Let's face it. Social media.
It is.
Just,
it is. Social media is going to kill us all. Absolutely, Fred. I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
but I appreciate Mike's comment. That's very nice of him.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for the call. Every week or so, we chat with Wayne Winston, and we go into issues of race in our community. And Fred, would you like to stay on for a portion of that segment? Because Wayne may have something to say to you as well. He is an active member of the Bridgeport Trumbull Black community for many years, also a member of the NAACP. I'm wondering about his thoughts about this. Would you like to stay on?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Okay, great. We're chatting with Fred Giertini, formerly of News 12, and we're going to be back with Wayne Winston. We'll keep the conversation going on the Lisa Wexler Show at 203-333-9422, where your opinion is valued, and we'd like to hear from you.